Welcome to Varelia, a tiered capital on the edge of collapse, a kingdom choking on the weight of stolen triumphs and forgotten oaths. Every morning, the dawn crawls up from the Veilwater River, staining soot-streaked glass and black stone terraces in bruised golden light. And then the bells begin. They started tolling several months ago, seven times at every sunrise, rolling from iron belfries, over crowded slate roofs, across gilded promenades, and up into the high spires of Castle Gorlidge. They toll for King Elric the Wise, dying behind warded doors. His illness is slow, unnatural, and unmoved by prayer or potion, an omen made flesh, and a warning carved into the city itself. The line of succession is shattered, heirs vanish, others are found behind locked doors, or buried alive beneath whispers so sharp they might as well be knives. Those who remain are bitter, desperate, or smiling as they count favors like coin. The king's inner circle, the Ashen Rings, is a court of silk and venom where every alliance expires and every gift becomes barbed. Nobles fracture, the gore-bound take sides, prophets mutter under riddles from candlelit alcoves, foreign dignitaries arrive daily, offering peace with one hand and signing secret pacts with the other. And the people? The people no longer believe. They hunger for change, any change. Varelia was once the heart of a flourishing realm. Now it is a city of ash and shadow, a staircase of power built atop the poor. Four districts make up the heart of the Dying Kingdom, with the Southlight Quay being at the bottom. The gutter roads where Rainwater and Rumor run together, locally known as the Gutter Run. Lothorn and Ashward are the next steps up, flanking the Gorlidge Mesa on either side. These districts are home to the guild merchants who hold secrets that may save the kingdom or cause it to come crashing down to its knees. And at the top is Ashrealm. Marble, ironwork, guarded gardens, wealth polished so bright it pretends it can't smell the rot below. These streets are cracked. The markets are hollow where they aren't controlled. The watch is splintered, badges borrowed, loyalties bought, rival patrols clashing in dark alleys while smugglers, spies, and saboteurs pass behind guards that look the other way. Beneath the stonework, something festers. Rebellion? Prophecy? Or something far older? Whispers of cults, of bargains made in the dark. In Varelia, there are no safe choices, only consequences. And beyond the walls, the world tightens like a noose. The Veilwater cuts beneath the city like a silver blade. Trade, power, war, everything riding in its current. Whoever controls it, controls the kingdom. And more than one empire has noticed the crown is slipping. To the south and west, the onyx spires rise jagged and cruel. Mines abandoned after collapses and vanishings, stone that some swear speaks, and others swear they hear screams. To the east, the Verdance Forest, an ancient forest densed with magic and memory, where paths shift and secrets older than the throne sleep under root and moss. And to the north, the Weirdlands, wind-scoured plains ruled by no king, where exiles return as warlords and smoke rises on the horizon. Treaties don't hold. Allegiances change with the weather, and a storm is coming.